So the Glasgow 2014 started from very small beginnings. It's going to be a massive enterprise. Could you give us an idea of the scale of that growth and where it goes?
So the company itself was set up in early 2008. And I joined towards the end of that year, and I think I was employee number 7. So at that point, we had no systems, no governance, and it was a real startup organisation in a very small office just off George Square. So we've had gradual growth since that point, end of 2008, through probably the next 2 or 3 years. And then very much in the last 12 months or so, that growth has ramped up significantly. And by the time we get to the games in a couple of months' time, me being employee number 7 back then, we'll now have about 1,500 employees. We'll have 15,000 volunteers, about 30,000 contractors. And we will be spending, or having spent, the bulk of our £480 million budget. So it's over that short five-year period, the growth will have been huge. But then after that, it really falls off a cliff. So we'll peaked at those statistics. But then within, I think, about 6 to 8 weeks' time following the games, we're back to around a couple of hundred employees. And then I think by November, December time, there's only again about 15 or 20 of us left, so back to the same kind of size as we were in the start-up period. And then the plan, I think, in early 2015, hopefully February, March time, is to hand over the company to a liquidator and for it to be fully wound up. So over a 6-7 year period, we really go through that start-up, high growth, one of the biggest companies and then in the country, and then scaled down to full dissolution. So you get exposed to really every part of a company's life cycle, which is great experience.
And once you've handed over to the liquidator, from the CFO's point of view, what constitutes a successful games?
Well, as you can imagine, that probably the single item which I'll be judged on is the is whether the event's delivered within the overall budget that's in place, the £484 million. And we're on track to do that. But also my responsibilities stretch wider. So I've got HR responsibilities, for example, and from my perspective, I need to make sure that those staff have had a fabulous experience with the company. The games experience they get is what they've expected. And we look after them, because there's a huge number of people that will be out of jobs. We want to make sure we put in place outplacement experiences and find new roles and opportunities for them. And that's very, very important to us. And obviously, from a wider perspective, we want to ensure that the Games is ideally the best Commonwealth Games that there's ever been. Glasgow feels like a huge festival and cultural city at that point. There's a real buzz around the city, and that everyone walks away who's been involved, whether that be as a spectator, a volunteer, a contractor, or just watching it on television, and can look at it and be really proud of what we've put on.
And how do the skills and training of a CA, how are they applicable to this very complex job which you're doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, clearly the CA gives you the core financial skills which you need to manage a budget and project of this scale. But I think what's been really beneficial from the CA qualification is the wider management and commercial experience. I think having talked earlier about the start-up environment, I think you naturally in this role get involved in much wider issues than pure financial issues. Whether they be commercial issues around revenue generation or wider games and operational related issues, the commercial experience that the CA training and experience and support gives you has been really priceless in the role.
And finally, I'm sure we're going to enjoy the fortnight that the games are on. It's going to be a fantastic spectacle, a fantastic sporting event. But what about the long term and the tangible benefits to Glasgow and to Scotland as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, starting probably with the physical benefits, and they can be demonstrated right now. So all the venues are now complete. The village that will be housing 6,500 athletes and officials is complete, and we are now putting temporary facilities, and that will be a fabulous housing environment in the east end of the city, in an area that really needed huge investment. And I don't think that would have happened at the speed it did without the games. A number of the sporting facilities are now in operation as community venues. So if you went out to the Velodrome, for example, you'd see it operating now. So we can demonstrate almost the legacy before the games happens. But clearly as well, there's huge economic benefits in terms of the investment and the games operations, and Scottish and Glaswegian companies have benefited greatly from those. We're keen that the involvement in sport is measured, and the city and the government are doing that. And there's a general feel-good factor amongst the city. So the work on legacy will continue long after the event's finished, and the government and council are retaining teams to do that, to make sure that it isn't just seen as an 11 days of sport event, but is very much hugely beneficial for the city and the country.